What's up, everybody? This is your host, Kirby. This is another episode of Straight to the Dome. We have another guest, of course, and my co-host, Pulse, you see here, and another first timer right here, man. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Andrew, Drew. Nice to meet you.
So what is it that you do, man? You say you make music?
Yeah, make music.
All right. We had a short conversation when he first came over about making music, and he showed me some of his stuff, and man, it's fire. So at the end of the show, we might have a treat for some of you guys. He's got music literally dropping at midnight tonight. Why don't we just start it off by at least letting people tune in and listen to some of your stuff maybe before the song drops tonight. What you got going? It was K-Drew on Spotify.
Yeah, on everything.
You just started making music. You said
May 14th was the first thing I dropped. It was My Love, and it's on all platforms.
Yeah, it's like full circle. It's crazy. Pulse told me I need to meet this guy. Apparently he lives like right down the road.
I put him on.
And
y'all heard it first.
What should I show him? What should I show him? Something that's not dropping, like Ashes?
Well, how about we just show them where they can find you?
Yeah, just the links, bro.
So that they can show.
That'd be the best.
Listen to you right off the bat.
What's your?
Yeah, it's K
dash
Drew.
Okay, yeah.
K dash Drew.
Yeah, K dash Drew on Spotify. All that shit's produced by Pulse, so you can guarantee it's gonna be a banger. Especially with Drew.
Apple Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio.
It's on all platforms.
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
K dash Drew.
Anything you got.
That's dope.
And every Friday throughout the summer, I'm dropping at midnight.
Yeah. And you said, okay, what was the name of the song that you're dropping tonight?
It's called Power. It's actually featuring my boy, DK The Menace.
DK The Menace, okay.
Produced
it's a freestyle, too. I freestyled the hook, and then he looped the hook, and then my boy freestyled the verse.
Okay. So you were talking about the music, too, and mm-hmm. you were saying, like, you literally... You started to drop it May 14th, which is actually my birthday. And mm-hmm. I was saying, it's like full circle. Pulse told me about you. You live right down the road, apparently. We've never met. And you tell me this tonight that you're dropping music. Literally, you started dropping music on my birthday. And I was like, damn, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, and it's wild. All of them are bar for bar freestyles, too, on his beats. We're doing this, too.
Yeah, you're telling me. So you just, this latest one, Power. Like mm-hmm. you said, you just walked in the studio and he played the beat, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he was like, we went through a couple different beats and I was like, that's the one.
Homie just snapped.
That's awesome.
And he really didn't even like, he almost like acted like he didn't want to get on it at first, but he was like, now wait, let me hear it again. And he heard that bit and I was like, all right, you want it? And he said, yeah. And so we ran it and he ran that whole hook, one take.
That's sick, man. Yeah, great job. I can't wait for everybody listening to this episode to hear that what I heard at the end of the podcast episode.
And for sure, stay tuned because there's way better.
Oh, it's gonna get even.
The EP I'm dropping soon, Hard on Fire. I'm telling you, there's nothing but bangers.
Yeah, I can't wait. So I figured we get into some current topics. I know it's crazy. Are you into like? Alternative media, like conspiracy type shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. So we're down.
You already know I am.
Yeah. I already know Pulse. Pulse has been like backing me up on a lot of shit lately. So he's back again here to talk about some really weird shit. We're going to get deep right off the bat. So everybody knows about the Uvalde mass shooting. Over the last few days, Matthew McConaughey has been in the news, and apparently he was born and raised in Uvalde,
which is actually interesting to find out.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Almost how the world works.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely factual.
No, for sure.
Yeah, I got you. Like, oh, now it's suddenly like important because an actor grew up there. Like, no, it's important because kids died.
No,
like,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess just I maybe just speaking on behalf of his own, you know, hometown. I mean, shit anybody would do, but it's just so random that it's Matthew McConaughey of all people. I mean, he's like the
perfect little. But he pulled the full McConaughey too.
I know
he really did.
He's also like full like everybody likes him. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Matthew.
He's like a Brad Pitt.
He's like perfectly, yeah. Like both sides can agree. Like, oh, everybody loves Matthew McConaughey. He's a great actor. And he is. And I remember him like in the
Lincoln. He's a weird human though. He really is. If you keep up with the social media, I think I'm sure a lot of y'all have seen like his social media, just his weird like poems and shit he does where he's just sitting and drinking whiskey and shit. Like,
yeah, it's a little, I don't know.
It's cringy. It's cringy.
It's a little like I'm really trying to be artistic. And I want you to like it. You're going to think it's way more artistic, too, because I'm an actor.
Yeah. And a lot of people like it. And he tries to have some kind of depth with everything he says. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
he's trying really hard to be the wise man. But yeah. I'm not hating on him for that because, I mean, he's a tremendous actor. What is extremely odd to me is his wife is holding a pair of green shoes. Okay. They're green Converse shoes. My bad. And they're like dark green, they look brand spanking new, and she's like crying, right? You know, it's an emotional moment. Apparently the shoes belong to one of the victims who was 10 years old. She was a 10-year-old girl and she really cared about the environment, and so her favorite color is green and she wanted to be a marine biologist. He goes into all of this. And in the process of explaining everything that happened and blah, 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 showing a picture of her and talking about how, you know, we need more gun control, essentially, and red flag laws and basically raise the age to privately own an AR. And it's going to be a lot more than that. I mean, I don't know if anybody saw the news today, but they also, the House passed more legislation, for more gun control on top of all of this.
What did they pass, though?
Well, it has to go to the Senate. I don't know. I haven't read all the details. I just saw the news article today. It's kind of wild. But the whole point in all of this is like, he's this actor that everybody likes, right? He's up on the stage, and he's, like, talking about this girl in the shoes. He says that the shoes, these green Converse shoes with a heart carved on the front of it, or at least drawn in it or something like that, like I said, belonged to the victim. And it was all they could use to identify this girl because her wounds were so severe. That's heartbreaking. But what is odd is there are several pictures of Matthew McConaughey's wife, Camilla, wearing those same shoes on the internet. You can actually go find the look. You can go buy the look. It'll all the links are up there, like to the exact same Converse shoes that she brought, and they look brand new. I wish.
Did they just add the heart themselves, or was the heart on it before?
No, I think they added it because
it brought you to stock shoes. That's what makes it her shoe, right?
Yeah, and they even put it on the right one because they said it was on her right foot.
Sounds like what it really was. Is they just had the same shoes.
Well, it sounds like they had the same shoes. Like, yeah. All right, you think, okay, he's saying these are the shoes. Pair, but... Yeah, close enough.
But
which is what I thought.
Of course, the celebrity had a fresher pair.
Yeah.
And they just said, oop, out of heart. Let's make this a publicity stunt for gun control.
They could have handled it better.
But also, I will say, I am, like, kind of happy that McConaughey really didn't have any stance either, if you listen to what he said, regardless of, like, how fake that, like, shoe thing was, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't say, like, we need to ban this.
My thing is, I don't understand why it's about banning. I think instead of, like, focusing on...
He said we need to take action.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, in general, though, as a generalization with all this legislation passing and everything, it shouldn't be focused on banning. It should be focused on training. Like, imagine, like, and I was reading this thing. Imagine if someone that's going to, you know, commit these acts understands that there are 50 armed, trained teachers. I don't think that person's going to go in the building and do that. No, because there's 50 armed, trained teachers.
Yeah. Or hired veterans who are fully capable of doing their job.
100%. You know? And you could literally, the government could take a couple $1 billion and put one veteran in every school, and it would be perfectly funded. You know, they have the money. They take it from different departments, put it there. It would give veterans jobs, and it would create security. And it wouldn't, instead of, because you know what I'm saying? Look at Chicago. Guns completely banned. Look at the murder rate. It didn't do anything. I mean, evil's evil. You know what I'm saying?
Memorial Day weekend, it was like insane.
Yeah, and my thing is you look at direct gun control every single time. Like, evil's evil. It's going to happen regardless. They're going to find it because it doesn't matter. I mean, even if you look at the Buffalo shooting, he had a completely legal gun, but his
intentions were already
his magazine wasn't legal for the state.
That's true.
See what I'm saying?
He had 30 rounders. Evil. Oh yeah, you know he had 22.
It was banned in that state, but he still had it. He still got access to it.
He had 30 rounder mags.
It's not about the gun. It's about the people's intentions.
And like you said, in that area, it was supposed to be 10 rounds. Mm-hmm.
And so, there you go. There's a perfect example of something that was completely banned, but yet he had it. Because my thing is you know, people in this world are still going to access something when they're going to access.
Like you are saying, if you want to do evil, you're going
to
do evil.
Exactly. So the solution isn't to take it away from the people that could actually defend themselves. The solution is to actually go, you know, train people, you know, go give them
and
more
hardened targets and hard, which I
mean, look at what Ted Cruz did in Texas. He made it concealed open carry. Anyone that's 21 and
I don't think it was Ted Cruz.
Or no, maybe it wasn't Ted Cruz.
It was Ted Cruz's ass.
Was it Abbott?
Well, it was Abbott.
The Georgia governor made open. No, I think that's who we're talking about, actually.
But Abbott and Perry.
Yeah.
But it's open carry, so as long as you're 21.
Georgia is an open carry state, or not open carry, but a constitutional carry state.
It's kind of crazy because I was eating hot dog.
And DeSantis is talking about it.
Yeah, for sure.
They're in Atlanta one time, and it was on a Saturday. It was a game day. And everybody was packing the restaurants, and there's like a, you know, this old fashioned place. They're serving hot dogs. I get my order in, and I sit down on one of the tables there. And this dude comes up. I mean, he's a big dude, and he's got a 1911 right there, open carry on his hip, like outside in a holster.
Jesus.
1911.
I'll say myself though, before you continue real quick, not to interrupt, but
yeah.
I hate open carry. I think it's a terrible idea.
I think it's like
it makes you a target.
I think it's really like does. Also a lot of the same guys that
I've seen a lot of videos where it's gone bad, where people think they're like Billy Badass, but they have open carry, and someone just
shoots them.
Snatches.
That's why concealed carry is the way to go, really.
The non-assuming. We talked.
The goal is to have no one. Yeah, exactly.
And Sun Tzu's Art of War.
You know what I think's weird about this whole like age and our the generation that's going on now is like back in the day, the number one rule about having a gun is no one's supposed to know you had a gun. Everyone today is like, oh, the first thing they do when they get a gun,
Snapchat.
They go tell a million people, hey, I got a gun. Like, what's the point in telling someone you got a gun? The whole point to have a gun is to defend yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the whole thing. The number one rule about having a gun is don't tell anyone you got a gun. You know what I'm saying? It's for defense.
You got any more of those over there? Kind of want to put a little bit of some alcohol in me. But yeah, no, and the whole going back full circle to the shoes, you can find this picture, and there's multiple examples of this, of the victim that they're talking about, this 10-year-old girl. Mate, I think is her name, is her first name at least. But there's this picture of her, and these are apparently the shoes that she was wearing, and she wore every day. It says in Yahoo News, she literally wore these same pair of Converse shoes every day. They were green. You look at them in the picture, and they're dirty. They're scuffed up. They're light green, like almost lime green. Then you look at the shoes that you see Matthew McConaughey's wife wearing and multiple pictures on the internet and before this event, and she brings them out there, and it's the exact same freaking pair of shoes. Like, you're looking at those shoes that she has on her feet are the shoes that she has in her hand. And the point is, she's saying, and Matthew McConaughey is saying, that these were the same shoes that the victim was wearing. Those were her personal shoes.
Ain't no way.
Were the shoes that
ain't no way
she was wearing that day that they used to identify her body.
And even if they were just using it as a representation, they used very clever wording, to play and grab on heartstrings to then push his agenda.
Right.
I feel like
it's
goddamn nailed it. It's I couldn't have said it better myself for real.
Emotional manipulation.
No, for sure. Definitely using heartstrings to then go and
Deceptively
push
exactly.
agenda.
And what better guy to choose to do that than good old Matthew McConaughey that everybody likes? Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like him? Like,
but he seems like kind of like a. You would think, you know what I mean? He'd be a conservative legend more than like a, you know what I mean? Just
I think he tries to play both
his
sides.
Good old act.
Because so, he is from Texas. He's
an actor.
He's an
actor. That's the bottom line.
Do you remember when Johnny Depp was
I
on
love
stage?
Johnny Depp now.
I do. Yeah,
I'm so glad that he fucking won.
I seen this Texas or this thing. It said someone DM'd Amber and it said now you can say Johnny beat you. I was like,
this is true.
I loved it.
Where were we at? We were just at the shoes. You can go and see for yourself. If you want to check it out tonight, should still be up on my Instagram, KirbyG23. You just watch it on my story. Add me on Snapchat. Watch my stories for more, conspiracy type posts. And I'm always posting fire memes too. So if you like memes, come at me, bro. So any thoughts on that? Like, you guys saw the pictures, right?
Yeah.
The video I play for you guys. What are your thoughts on that? Do you guys? Well, I know it's so screwed up. It's like hard to even talk about.
Not to repeat again what I've already said, but like it's literally just some kind of agenda. Something's going on in a way, but it's nothing new.
My thing is like the connection is there, but in my personal opinion, it's like the families are trying to grieve as is already.
You're exploiting your
kids. They're literally they're using her shoes and exploiting her shoes as a way to
and on
as
that
a,
point,
as a political propaganda.
On
that's
that point,
not, like, that's not right.
It's when you do that, you notice the families of the victims take that stance even harder because of what these people try to reaffirm.
No,
100%, 100%. In their own political way.
Mm-hmm.
Like they reaffirm grief through their like, it's the gun that did it. It's
and it had nothing to do with it.
We need to do legislation, right? Like, they're like, yeah, my baby died. Like, which is a terrible thing to go through, but that's not the answer.
See, nobody can freaking even listen to Joe Biden. So even if he started talking about, hey, we need to do this. And
I don't know what
more,
he says half the time.
He would lose us in the first 30 seconds of his conversation. He'd be off talking about
a 22 caliber bullet.
Could you imagine if we did this
podcast? Stops in the lung.
With what?
Be the best podcast ever.
With Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go on 40 different topics within 10 minutes.
I need to invite him on Twitter, see if he responds, see if it's actually him.
I'd end up just punching his ass. Then he might die.
I would just talk to him. I would just talk to him and like, dude,
Secret
what the
Service
hell is your problem, bro?
Yeah, I feel like if any, I'm probably the least strong of the three. Yeah, no, if I punched him like 50% strength, I think he'd die.
I think it's pretty fair to say if anybody punched him at 50% strength, his last brain cell would just evaporate.
Almost got to feel bad for the guy. Almost feel like he's a puppet.
Yeah, his robot.
I actually do feel bad for him. I
yeah,
do.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Can't formulate sentence. Like, there's, and it's just, it's not even like, it's like people can like, oh my gosh, this is our president.
It's no,
like,
it's Kamala.
You know,
I
understand that's our president. It's all respect for, you know, you're the president, but you got to look at it. There's literal video evidence and proof that he cannot speak. Goes and just loses what he's talking about, but almost as if he's a pot. Like worse than a pot.
Yeah,
like, it's like I'm watching Cheech and
Chong.
Talking
about, he's like, shut up, Jack.
But point is no, yeah, I mean, you're right. It's so blatantly obvious, and yet he was the most popular president of all time, apparently, according to the votes. More votes than anybody in U.S. history. You know, maybe that was the case.
To another point.
The population.
I think I agree that the votes were legit. Which is why I'm kind of like disappointed in Trump as of recently. Is that he's using the same rhetoric constantly about my election was stolen. Like, and I'm getting bored of that.
He needs
like,
to just move on.
Yeah, get some new content, buddy.
New law. Like,
well, and
law
that's the thing they're using against him, anyways. If he just drops that and says, you know, hey, I lost. Shit happens. let's try it again.
I think that would win him both.
Swamp still isn't cleared out or something. I don't know. I don't really even care at this point. I may not vote again.
I will be mind blown if Biden runs again. And if he does, that will be insane.
I don't know.
He will not.
Do you guys think he's going to finish out his
term? I don't know if he'll die before
that. He's got two more years. Do you guys really think he's got two more years in him? Like, barely?
I don't. Not fun. But
it's really hard to watch.
What is two more years when he's been non-functional the first 2 years he started? Like,
I'm gonna be honest with you. The first time that someone actually does an evaluation on him, hear me out. My superintendent.
He needs a physical, bro, at like a truck stop somewhere. My truck stop doctor.
My superintendent for my company. He was talking about how his wife is an RN, and she was literally telling him that he has every single one of the symptoms of onset dementia, like, for sure.
Oh, no doubt.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? And it's and even, like, you know, someone that doesn't have a medical background can tell that. Like, he's just dazed when he speaks.
Yeah.
I don't have...
incoherent as fuck.
Yeah, I don't have, like, the best medical background, but I did go through EMT school. I did graduate. And they taught us to look for signs of that, because you don't know when somebody's in shock, they're in distress, what's going on. You look at their eyes, look at their pupils, if they're dilated, are they tracking you? Can they, you know, understand everything that's going on? Do they even know the date? And this guy, you catch him on the wrong day, he probably doesn't even know what fucking day it is. And it is brutal to watch, bro.
Well, my thing is they probably have him on so much medicine. Yeah. Because that's the thing. When you have dementia, they have to give you this medicine. They probably have him so doped up, so he just can't remember.
Can we just say that bro thinks a 9mm blows out your lungs? And also, he says that, like, even if it did, that's a bad thing. Like, don't you want a bullet to, like, really kill people?
But that... But point is, it's like, and yeah, see, that shit does not.
So why does your Secret Service agency use 9mm?
What boggles my brain is that people try to make it about a gun. Like, no matter what you do, I can go and I can fully load a gun, take it off of safety, and I can lay it down on this table. And as long as no physical manifestation or kinetic energy messes with this gun, it is never going to discharge ever. By itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is not until kinetic energy or the free will of a human puts their finger on it and decides to discharge it that it's going to. So it's like, I don't even know why it shouldn't even be about the object. It's about it's about the person. It's about, like, a generation. Like,
same thing as cars, knives, everything.
Yeah, dude. People have done this shit with cars. I mean, you could go full on Alec Baldwin.
Now, have you heard of the Paris France?
But it takes pulling the trigger.
Now, it might not have been Paris, but actually in France. The one of the biggest mass killing terrorist type things ever. Like, so a dude drove a fucking car through a crowd.
Wasn't it a box?
87 people.
Jeez. Is it a box truck or something like that?
Something like that. It had to have been, like, but it killed 87 people in one.
Well, it's like you take gun, what they try to say about gun laws and everything, apply it to driving. Okay. So there's drunk drivers, and drunk drivers kill people. So now no one can drive because there's drunk drivers. What is that? What's that?
Yeah, I'll do you one better. Now they're saying that you can sue the gun manufacturer, right? And
you saw the lady in the New York subway shooting is suing Glock.
Yeah.
Because she got a spinal injury and she's paralyzed from the waist down.
Well,
and she's suing the Glock gun. So I'm saying, like, so now you can sue, like, cars because you got in a wreck.
You should be able to sue vehicle, like, the automakers now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it makes sense if you're going to bring that up. Like, dude, and how, like, you can't sue vaccine manufacturers.
Which is, and you know,
can we bring that up?
You want to know why? Because there's court cases protecting it. There are literal court cases completely protecting any vaccine companies from being sued. And I can't remember the exact date the court cases happened, but that's the whole reason now. They cannot be sued anymore.
The Uvalde shooting families are trying to sue Daniel Defense.
I'm not surprised. I haven't heard about that. I'm not surprised. But I'm just like, if you can sue the gun manufacturer,
they should be suing.
I should be able to sue every manufacturer.
Oh,
everything.
No, for sure. You should be able to sue soda manufacturers for using additives that are poison, like too much of it's poisonous.
I got cancer.
What it boils down to, though, is if the if you find a lawyer money hungry enough to, oh, I can make a case out of this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess right.
Well, let's say somebody crashes into you. Yes, they're drunk, right? And they kill a member, a family member or something, a friend, you know, tragic, or maybe they kill the driver and the family member is in there and they get injured and they decide to sue somebody. Shouldn't they be able to also sue the vehicle manufacturer at that point if you want to use that logic? It's like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, and this is what I'm saying. If anything, when it comes to that case with the shooting, the only people you want to sue someone, sue the people who induced the upbringing in that messed up individual, you know what I'm saying? And sue the police who didn't allow parents and stuff to go in and get their children out. You know what I'm saying? That's the city should be sued. The police department should be sued.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? That's horrible that they didn't they went and they got their own children out and then they didn't allow parents to go get their children out. Like that's who should be get sued. And the grandma who raised the actual monster that did it.
That's like FPS Kyle said about like every officer that did that just saved their own children should be publicly embarrassed.
Oh no, they should
by everyone.
Not only that, they should no longer
they should be an officer. Prisoned for life.
No, not too. Prison. No, I don't believe these they should be prisoned for life because it was a complete lapse of misjudgment. And you gotta understand, in that moment they were completely thinking about their kid and then they probably disobeyed, honest to God, whatever they were supposed to. They were probably not supposed to go in there, and they did what they did, and then they had to follow orders. So it was a complete lapse of judgment. It wasn't the right thing, but they shouldn't be allowed to do it anymore because they disobeyed and they didn't allow other. You know what I'm saying? It was a lapse of judgment and morality. It wasn't in line with what you should have allowed those men of the homes that had their children in there. They should have been allowed to go get their children.
I think public execution would be the
like me as a man. If I had a child, I wouldn't care what a cop said. I'd be arrested on the way trying to
get my child. I'd be tased or some shit.
You'd have to literally detain me for me not to be able to get my child if that was happening.
Yeah.
So if anyone should get sued, it should definitely be the department.
Yeah. The whole thing was a mess. Apparently, like we talked about this in the last one, he had connection to the feds. There's an ongoing investigation into that. Apparently, and this is according to the New York Post, asked a former CIA, former CIA, not CIA, former FBI, officer to go over his plans 30 minutes in advance. All this is going to come out in the wash, more details. It'll be hard to know what's completely factual right now. We just have the facts that we've seen based on articles that mainstream media is reporting. It's their own words, and we're just breaking it down for everybody. And I mean, this is the real information that we found. It's like, it's crazy, right? The FBI involvement, that seems so insane.
That's not, I mean, you look at the history of our government, though, you know what I'm saying?
Corruption, corrupt.
Okay, look at MLK, the government. Look at
they tried to smear him into oblivion too.
And it was the FBI. It was the FBI. Look at
JFK. Yeah, court case JFK proved went to go and JFK
as soon
that.
As he said, hey, CIA, too much power, gone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he wanted to dismantle.
Look at the MK Ultra. The government was literally sending people into, they were giving LSD out to mental patients in asylums.
You're speaking my language.
They were literally giving them to the mental in the asylums and just testing on them their free will.
Well,
they
were prostitutes too. Yeah,
the CIA was giving these tabs of acid out to women in brothels, and they were literally not even telling the men, giving the men LSD, and then behind the closed window, like some little creepy CIA dude
was reporting what was going on. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is that's literally our government. Like,
this is all factual. This all happened in San Francisco, California, in the 50s and 60s, and then it was Project Artichoke, which slowly became Project MK Ultra, and there were CIA, there was literally honeypots, is what they call them, and they were basically fake bars where these businessmen, people, you know, out of the country come in, foreigners, and they would give these hot chicks tabs of acid to give out to these guys at the bar, strike up conversations with them, end up basically banging them and getting all kinds of weird information out of them.
And my thing is, it was completely, even non-consensual, giving them drugs.
They had no idea.
Like, imagine being like literally no physical awareness. And then we're talking about the 70s, you know, in the height of this is a strong acid.
Well, there's another similar experiment where thing where the CIA did, where they exposed the public to certain pathogens, like basic flu stuff and basic common cold, just to see how much it would spread if it did spread, and where they put it and how it spread it.
That's messed up.
But, Tuskegee experiment.
What I wanted to do is bring this on to another lighter note towards the end of this podcast type stuff, is bring up some topics about. So I know I've asked you this stuff before.
Right.
So, ghost stories.
You have any paranormal type shit? I mean, if you don't want to share them either, I mean, that's fine, because we all have had some weird shit, and it's like hard.
And if not ghost story, and I was going to ask you though, because I didn't ask you this last time. Have you had any like weird encounters, like in public, or any like odd experiences? Just maybe even like with almost physical altercation type stuff, like, you know, like angry people or anything.
People almost get into fights with me. Yeah. Just really weird.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we go into homes, and a lot of people know this. It's like, I do like pest control. I run a route. And I know our company, we've like stumbled across really weird shit. I've come across really weird shit. I've come across like people with like altars in their house, and like a cat cool head or a rat head.
Whoa, like dead?
Yeah, well, it's the skull of a dead animal, and then like witchcraft books and candles on either side.
I'm good.
I'm gonna tell you a story. Okay, side note.
I mean, I've seen that. That's a regular thing for me now. I've seen it multiple times. It's kind of odd.
that's
cool. But I mean, I see it.
So hear me out. So my grandma, she lived in San Diego, and then San Diego and then Ramona, California. Okay, so I grew up in Las Vegas. So I used to go visit her all the time. It's my Oma, okay? Oma's German for grandma. So I used to go visit her all the time. There's a huge problem in Southern California for like animal sacrifice and witchcraft, to the point where there is a limit on the amount of pets you're allowed to purchase. Like at a pet shop, like in the household and the family, like at per address.
This
is like 100% legit. And so this is the even creepier part. I've gone hiking because my dad, you know, he loves to travel around the United States. And ever since I moved from Vegas back in 2012.
Sin City, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I moved from Las Vegas back to Florida in 2012. I live with my mom, so I haven't met my dad much. So whenever I'm with my dad, we, you know, we go around, we travel, do all of that. In California, in the Southern California mountains, anywhere you go in the mountains, it's creepy, man. There's literally like dead cat skulls and dead dog skulls and dead little bird skulls just everywhere, all throughout the mountains. And you can see like literal stuff set up and like little ritualistic stuff everywhere. And it's so creepy, man. People are actually, like, you know, they're involved and in, like, they're in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just,
it's spooky.
It's spooky to the point where there has to be laws made, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's already, like, you know, that's messed up. You know, you're already getting involved in something that's, like, not okay, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like if you get into that, dude, you're, like, killing your morals.
You're not killing your morals. You're already, if you can get into that, you're already too far gone. You know what I'm saying? You're lost. At that point,
your morals are probably already done at that point.
Yeah, no, 100%. You're lost at that point. You know what I'm saying? There's no going, I mean, I can't say there's no going back, but at the point you're in, like, that state of like, because you're really altering your consciousness to an extent, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff like that, you're that's just,
I believe somebody could, you know, change,
you could change for sure, but it would have to be
your mental state, you know, you would have to do that, you would have to do a completely different direction than that shit. I don't fuck around with animal sacrifices.
Yeah, like that's
just, he's literally was just telling me, just missed this.
Yeah.
So what was it like? What was stuff like, you ritualistic, like, objects? Okay. You find, so like knives, and shit, or?
Oh no, for sure. Not only will you find knives, like it'll literally be, and it'll look like brown and like black, like there's dry blood on it, and you can see that it's there with it.
I know that they have ritualistic daggers.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's and most of the time it's cut like it almost looks homemade. You know what I'm saying? like personalized.
They usually are.
Yeah, it's
for creepy. Anything like that.
Flowers, yeah. Herbs. You'll definitely find like herbs and flowers.
If
and
it's not homemade, it doesn't work.
Like little like totem. Like I've seen voodoo dolls before. It's creepy. Like people have their. It's just weird, man.
Yeah,
you can tell it's dark. You know?
See, you don't. I've seen voodoo dolls any, too. Like,
listen, so my buddy, that I actually, you know, the one I have a song dropping with tonight. So this is
Dalton.
Dalton. So someone that he knows
or
actually
DK the Menace.
DK the Menace, yeah. Someone he actually knows is involved and does witchcraft, and they make voodoo dolls, and they said that, you know, they got their stamp on it. It works, and I'm thinking like,
all they apparently need is strands of your hair.
Yeah, strands of your hair,
and then they're good.
I'm gonna try that shit.
I ain't trying that shit. I ain't playing around.
Trying that shit, you can't play around with that.
Here's the thing, though.
I'll play around with it.
Well, because think about it. If it's supernatural power, we're not in the supernatural. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't scared of it.
Regardless of whatever.
Yeah, no, I ain't either.
Regardless of whatever you believe in, though, you know what I'm saying? We're in the flesh. We're in this realm, like this consciousness. You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to be messing around with crap that doesn't have to.
I may not take. I not be scared of it, but if I open up a door,
exactly,
something could harm me or my family.
I'm
or
like mentally scarred.
No, but see, that's the thing, bro. You can't just open up random doors. That you don't, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When you open up a door to your house, it's because you know where you're going.
I would like to see a door
open a random door?
Oh no, so okay.
Hear me out.
So stuff is real.
Hear me out.
When
you pull up to somebody's house you've never been to, do you just open the door? No, because you don't know
I'm
what's
inside.
I'm
doing this from like a scientist.
Yeah, but you got to think. I mean, I guess.
I get it.
That's
I get
true.
It.
That's
yeah.
True. That's
I totally get it. I won't play around with it because I'm not going to play around with something
but
I don't really
understand. You're way more religious than me.
I don't like, okay, that person.
I know.
I
but
hate
you know
them
what
because
mean.
They're doing that.
No,
you know?
But you know what I mean?
I'm just like, hey, play it real nice.
I'm like,
I don't want to
like skeptical about everything.
Yeah.
But Drew did put me on like, about 2-3 nights ago about like some real shit about like he put me on another level of thinking, if that makes sense, like
spiritual.
Yeah,
like
spirituality
kind of
like type shit,
like what were you guys getting into? I'm anxious.
You explained it better than me.
So I grew up in a I grew up going to church a lot, like every Sunday religiously going to church. But I grew up in a messianic Jewish household, if you know what that means.
Boy, let's start this from the beginning. I'm agnostic, basically atheist. So from
was
until but like, now I'm like more like I know Christianity is not the way, but I think that there is definitely a higher power.
Okay, so hear me out. So this is what
that's a start, and you shouldn't be. Pulled, you should just do all of your own searching.
That's what I've done.
I hate people that just like cram
but
you
had a good perspective, and then I ran off that.
So this is what I'm saying. So I grew up in the household where like mom was like, do this, do that. Dad was like, do this, do that. But so Messianic Jews are basically they follow everything that the Jews do. Like they hold the Sabbath, they do Passover, they do Yom Kippur, but they believe in Jesus. So like the tradition of Jew, like Judaism Jews, they believe that Jesus is a real person, but they believe he was a prophet. They don't believe he was the Messiah. They believe the Messiah is still to return. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's never been here. Okay. Yeah. So Messianic Jews, they believe in the Old and New Testament. They believe in Jesus. So fast forward.
Okay.
Basically, what I was talking to him, he was talking about, you know, believe anything. And I told him, I said, hear me. And I said, here's the cell theory. Cell theory is every living organism is made of a cell, okay? Every living organism has one or more cells, and every living organism comes from a pre-existing cell, okay? That's the cell theory, correct? Right? That's, mm-hmm. Okay.
No,
so
correct.
We were talking about the difference between a theory and a law. So a law is something that's 100% proven. For instance, Sir Isaac Newton's law of gravity. If I take this can and I drop this can, 100%,
you already
10
know
out of times, it's dropping.
Yeah.
A theory is something that has a bunch of laws, but a bunch of hypotheses
a bunch of supporting
as
facts.
Well.
But,
so it
but
has
it's
a bunch
not
of
proven.
Supporting
yeah.
facts, but it has a bunch of hypotheses. So it creates a narrative and it has a bunch of facts to back it. So it's like 90%, 100%.
But also like
you
know and we all
but
know.
But there's 10%
is it a scientific
theory? Cannot be 100%.
But I'm saying, but you know and we know
it's stuff
is
that
a scientific
we can...
theory is actually one of the most like proven levels you can get to besides being a law.
But still not proven. So then you got the law
precisely.
Proven and theory not proven. So then I was explaining to him. So you got, if you don't, you just look at the world. You know, you go outside and you go onto your porch, for instance. So you open up in the morning.
I forgot the dynamic you
have.
See
the sun, okay? You got the sun, and you got the sun that goes up, and you got the sun that goes down. You know what I'm saying? We breathe oxygen and, you know what I'm saying, breathe out CO2, you know, emit carbon. And trees breathe in that carbon and then emit oxygen for us. And then we have the perfect season sun cycle. So something made us. So basically with what I'm saying with the laws and everything, he was talking about the Big Bang. So I'm saying, okay, you got the Big Bang. And, you know, he's saying, you know, we came from the bang.
I've always said also, which is like you agree with me, is that something had to have made the Big Bang, but also what made the thing that made the Big Bang.
Yeah,
right. So I will say this about the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Bang theory
is true.
It was a Catholic cardinal came up with that theory in the 50s.
No, but it's actually true, though.
It probably is.
But it's a theory.
It's not even a theory anymore because it's an ever expanding universe, which is like you put me on that dude that said the thing about that means endlessness is getting bigger. That makes no fucking sense.
Well, and then there's nothing to say that the like Christian God or whatever God you believe in made it. But this was my point. So he was trying to say it is the Big Bang Theory happened and then we're here. You know, we're just here. And I was like, hear me out. Or we're a simulation. And I said, hear me out. We're not a simulation because if we were a simulation, our lives wouldn't matter to each other's. And then second, also like we are the dependent variable. If you look at a video game is a simulation. Okay. We're the independent variable and we control everything that goes on. That's game developers, okay? The dependent variable is the video game. That is completely dependent. For instance, Call of Duty, that's what makes Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto difference. It is completely dependent upon the developers to simulate and make that. Thus, we are the dependent variable.
I would like to say, though, that if we were in a simulation, they would never want us to know.
Exactly. That too. But the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I got you.
All cells come from pre-existing cells. The Big Bang Theory states that a bunch of matter fucking boom, and then here's all this crap.
Which it did because
there's
maybe,
no life in a bunch of matter.
I'm saying,
and no matter what you do, the biggest explosion that we've got so far are our nukes. You know what I'm saying?
But that's us. That's all that we can do.
No, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But regardless, no matter what, like it doesn't matter.
The biggest explosion ever is actually stuff like stars.
But the cell theory is all cells come from pre-existing cells. So if a bunch of matter that is not living, not a cell, makes an explosion, which is stronger than nuclear power, because that's the strongest thing we have, and nuclear power completely wipes out life. So it makes an explosion that's stronger than nuclear power. So that's what the big bang is, you know what I'm saying? A big explosion of just matter. You know what I'm saying? Nothing that can come from that is life because no pre-existing cells happen. So that's where the independent variables. That's where the deity happens. So maybe the Big Bang did happen.
So in other words,
and that's where all the matter and everything came from. But life itself is a gift given to us from the independent variable. And my best representation is, you know, maybe it's not the Christian God, but God, you know, we just use God. There's different religions.
Well,
people use God. That's our
best
representation.
Well, God just means an all powerful
being.
And
I will say this. Let me say this too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a weird middle ground that people can be like, okay, well, it says in the beginning there was the earth and the earth was out void, if you read the Bible in the Christian perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't say how the earth was made. It just says the earth was without void, so thus the earth was already
so
there.
So what if that's the Big
Bang? How do we know?
What if right before the earth was already there, that was the Big Bang, and then the independent variable would be the God-giving life? Because life is the one thing that has to be given. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing that even with the Big Bang, you can't just have life.
So that's my only argument. I'm not saying that the Big Bang Theory didn't happen. I'm just saying there's middle ground.
Yeah, I'm not saying it happened either. I'm just saying
that's always been my argument. Is like, why couldn't God have made the Big Bang?
So what I told him basically
and then created the universe, and then like that's how because science proves time and time again that literally we're in a multi-galaxy universe that like is infinite and ever expanding.
It's true, and I find it really odd though. It's the one thing I just find odd about this is it came from
my least favorite thing about like Bible humpers is like the thing about. The Earth is only 6,000 years old. No, it's like 3 billion years old, actually.
Yeah, because it's literally in the beginning.
Yeah. Where in the Bible does it say?
Where's the timeline?
Yeah,
it's been there.
Yeah.
And then it was formed, if you believe that, you know?
The Bible doesn't ever specify how old the earth is, right?
No, it's just only an assumption of basically of when life was created.
Hardcore Christians.
The timeline of basically.
Or these type of Christians I'm talking of.
Right, the timeline of Adam up till now is basically there.
Imagine thinking the earth is only 6,000 years old.
No, the earth's got
to
be.
But I mean, to be honest, I mean, no one really knows, but true, yeah.
The earth's got to be as old as all the rest of the
everything.
Random other planets that are up there.
As soon as like dust started building up into a fucking rock.
Yeah, but the thing
is that's how gravity works. It's like it collects.
To be honest, there's no true way to measure it because the way we're measuring it, we're still, it's off limb because it's not.
It's at least, though, you know what I mean? 3 billion.
There's no way to measure that.
I would not be surprised.
We only have 100 year life. You know
I would not be surprised.
Well, they can measure. Do you know how they measure?
Yeah, but by carbon dating. But carbon dating.
No, that's not how they measure.
How they measure?
They measure by seeing the farthest they could see out into the universe, light year, by measuring light years, mm-hmm. as far as how far out they can see,
mm-hmm.
and that's the expansion of the universe, right? Judging by also the universal background radiation of the entire universe,
mm-hmm.
that they know of yet,
mm-hmm.
and it's ever expanding.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. They don't know everything.
They can see at least 13.7 billion light years out,
mm-hmm.
which means it's actually way more than that. I'm sorry. But the equivalent of light years that they can see out is equal to at least 14 billion years that they can see to the edge of the universe from us.
Well, my thing is you can't see everything.
No,
how can you make a measurement upon something that you don't know?
They just developed a new telescope, though, that can see even further.
So this was the guy, Monsignor Georges Henry Joseph Edward.
Who the fuck is this?
Limitry? I don't know. Circa 1933. This is the guy right here that supposedly came up. It's a Roman Catholic. Like cardinal / priest that came up with the Big Bang Theory is also a scientist.
The Big Bang Theory is way more developed than it has been.
That theory might have been a theory before he came out and explained it the fancy way that he did. And of course,
the Catholic Church is also very rich, which also applies to the rule that I've always heard is like never be the first person to do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somebody else is probably already.
No, I'm saying you would be the first person to come out with like an idea, but someone else is gonna like hear that and like do it way better.
Yeah. Can you imagine being the first person that went through like the very first like sex change operation?
Dude, that's an interesting fucking question, actually. Who was that?
I don't know. I don't know how it came out either. Can you just imagine that first ever operation?
They're like, sorry.
Who the hell would have signed up for that?
We've never done this before. They're like,
Oh, yeah. Blame me, daddy.
Like, we thought we did good. No.
Jesus.
Okay, so before we fucking finish this episode.
This is one topic we were talking about.
Right? I know, but
we've skimmed over a few.
Yeah. Now let's do, before we finish, let's all say the craziest thing that's ever happened to us.
Craziest?
Starting with Drew.
Nah, y'all go first.
All right. Start with Kirby.
Craziest.
Well, I was born and raised in a cult.
That is actually.
There's that. You know about that. Yeah. I don't know if he knows so much.
Yeah,
about
do you
know,
about
I know
it.
Now.
I'll tell you about
yeah,
it.
I know about it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Charles.
I know Charles Gainstop pretty good.
Yeah. Charles is a cool guy. I actually work for his family. Really?
Yeah, I work for Matt and Pat and
they're good
Jeff
people.
And Linda. Yeah.
I got no complaints. Yeah. Just saw them today, actually. But, the craziest shit to happen is that I was born into that. and then now I'm here. That's the craziest thing.
You think that's it?
I feel like I've lived multiple lifetimes having gone through that, okay. And then now I live like this normal.
Well, life. Yeah, for sure, because you know, you're almost brainwashed to believe one thing, and it's like you're like, whoa, that's, none of that was correct.
Keep in mind, this is why I question everything.
Yeah, well, for sure, you know, you, of course, because like you met. I mean, yes, of course you're going to question everything. How can you not after that?
When an authority figure is like, this is my power, I hold it over you, believe everything that I say, and everything that I say is wrong, or it's you shouldn't do, you like, oh yeah, totally, yeah, for sure. And then everybody, and like, there's multiple generations of that thought, and that's when it becomes a legit cult. And you've brainwashed multiple generations into believing everything that you said, only to just, in the end, you find out you stabbed everybody in the back that like believed in you. They found out you were a liar. I mean, it shakes you to your core. You're like, what the hell's real? So ultimately, how I got into conspiracy theories, how I got into this podcast, how I got into making friends with people like you guys is like, I was just like, man, I gotta figure out like what's real, what's fake. I don't trust authority figures. I don't trust politicians. I don't know. I have to like dig in to like find out what the heck's going on and who they are. And then like, I gotta trust like my gut instincts and I just let that lead me. And I just basically go based on facts now.
Yeah, you got to.
I got to, because I'm like, the facts are proven and everybody can agree on them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is the truth. Everybody agrees that this is the truth. Anything that it doesn't line up with that, I don't really fuck with.
You know? White or black, there's no gray. You can't get in the middle.
Yeah.
It's got to be day or night.
That's the craziest thing that's happened to me.
So do you have anything yet?
You go first.
I was going to say the craziest thing that's ever happened to me is me doing my salvia trip.
That looked like the craziest thing that ever happened.
Yeah. No, it Drew can explain it more than anybody because he saw it fucking happen.
You were there in person.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
So you've had your bounce with this, too.
Mine kind of got ruined because my brother, I'll do it again, but my brother, I went to go try it out, and then bless him.
He messed up the trip.
He's sitting there, and as I go to, you know, indulge, he's
trolling you.
Bro, he goes and he looks at me. He goes, "The eye of God is descending upon you."
I'm
telling you how
my
emotion was infuriation. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I'm trying to, you know, try this out. Go and how are you going to do that to me? How are you like, going
dive
to
dive into
me
it
and say something like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The heck. So what it did is it, honest to God, with the way that he said
it. I just would have started laughing, bro. I'd be like,
No, you don't know salvia then.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. Okay. What it did is it made me think that everyone in the room was tripping simultaneously. You know what I'm saying? Like the way he said it, and then my girl looked at him and she was like, "Are you tripping?" And so then I'm already, you know, I'm there, so I'm thinking, "Oh my God, is he tripping? He's not supposed to be. I'm gonna be tripping like this that long. Wait, how bad was he tripping? He didn't even smoke any." So I was tripping so hard, I'm thinking, wait, he didn't even smoke it. She just said, "Are you tripping?" And then my buddy who was doing it with me, Dalton, not him, but the other Dalton, he looked at Brandon and he was like, "After I'm done with this, I'm going to put you into a mind trap." And I'm thinking,
oh my God.
So I'm tripping. So I'm thinking, wait, is he still tripping? Because he was supposed to be done with it. You know what I'm saying? But because he said that, even though he was just defending me in the moment, I'm having irrational thoughts. So all of these things that are being said are making me think everyone is simultaneously tripping, making me think that I'm never gonna, like, I'm just not gonna stop tripping.
I hate that, man, because I know how terrifying that is when you have a bad trip.
But this is the thing, bro. And then it was just gone. Yeah. Like, bro, with other psychs, you know what I'm saying? You got your come up, you got your peak, you got your come down, and you got your afterglow. With this shit, bro. You smoke it, you inhale it, you exhale. As soon as you exhale, it's the quickest come up. It's just like, you just like, kind of a little bit, kind of feel marijuana buzzed, and then trip.
You kind of feel that way? Like,
you know what I'm saying? A little bit, and then you're like, kind of, you know, tripping. Inside.
Like I told you last time, like how I just... Like,
yeah, but how fast is it, dude?
You go from 5 seconds to 100. 5 seconds, you're like slowly. Whoa. You just feel like you're like heavy, 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 and then the weight hits you, and after you're just gone.
2 minutes, you're back. Complete. And when I say completely, so you go from literally full-on peak to marijuana again. Like,
nah, Drew, I'm not,
I'm talking about the anxiety's gone, the actual tripping's gone, the visuals gone, the euphoria gone.
Well, you're so glad to be back, too.
And then you just feel like a weed afterglow. Not like a, you know, that. So, like,
the so just relaxed.
Yeah, bro. Well,
it felt better than that.
You know how, like, LSD and shrooms can, like, almost take you away from the world? You know what I'm saying? It distorts you from reality. Salvia brings you back to reality. It grounds you to everything you love. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so quick to, because, like, and that's the thing about, like, these other psychedelics is they're so long. There's so much room for, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to endure that for so long. And if it goes the wrong way, bro, this stuff is
Your brain quick. Takes a beating for, like, 8 hours.
Bro, this stuff is literally, like, the maximum time you're going to get is 120 to 180 seconds. And my thing is if you're an intelligent human being during that time, if you can make the inference, okay, they said words. Words equate to time. That means this is proceeding. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta use little things to, you know, get you through it. But if you can hear people talking to you, which is what I was doing to him while he was going on his, you can get through it because, like, you understand. You know what I'm saying? You put two and two together. But it really does, bro. It brings you from zero to fucked up real quick.
Hmm.
It's different.
My dealings with psychedelics personally, they are over.
Oh no, mine too, for sure. I don't think it's unfortunate. I think you gotta, everyone's gotta, you know, graduate. It's time you gotta put.
That experimentation phase with psychedelics was there, and it was short lived. I liked shrooms, obviously. I mean, that's pretty, who doesn't? I mean, it's pretty good. I always had light doses of that. My strongest was a tea. That's the first time I had it. Everything else, to me, considered to be like a really light dose.
Light doses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then I graduated and I moved on up as, like, microdosing. And then I got the full tabs in, you know, of the LSD.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I had one trip that was so bad, I was like, I'm never playing with this shit again.
Well, my thing, bro, you got to put drugs. Drugs can really become a trap, you know what I'm saying? And if it's not natural, like, look at the Bible, for instance, it says directly from Scripture, you know, all things, you know, pharmaceuticals, trap, you know what I'm saying? Man-made substances, a trap. And then it says in Genesis chapter 1, all seed-bearing herbs are safe. Even mushrooms on this, you know, that's a fungus. That's not a seed bearing herb. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at marijuana from a medicinal point of view, not from just, like, any other side, marijuana is an herb. Marijuana is seed bearing. Marijuana is a better alternative to alcohol, paper, opioids, cigarettes, a whole bunch of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Alcohol
is a cure for bad. If you don't have an appetite, THCV is a cure if you need an appetite suppressant. CBD will help you sleep. It can help insomnia. It can help so many things. Pain relief, you know what I'm saying? It can help your mood, your energy. Some can make you more focused. And so there's this argument, you know, that it makes you lazy and all this, but as an overall thing, if used the right way, all things in moderation. Anything, like,
you already got to be a lazy person.
Yeah, no. Well, my thing is, it can be used as a tool. You got to do all things in moderation. You don't already have to be a lazy person. We can definitely transform someone into, like, marijuana can definitely transform someone into a lazy person if you don't use it as a medicinal purpose or as a tool. Like, if you're not using it for pain relief.
I love the way you said tool. Okay, Joe Rogan, you familiar with the guy?
Yeah, of course. All
right. Joe Rogan says marijuana can be like a tool. It could be a hammer to build a house, or it could be a hammer to just beat yourself over the head with.
No,
it's just however you. I am the most proficient at everything. Like, when I do cards and like my sports card stuff, and I'm listing and I'm hyper focused, that helps, man. And I don't care. I'm usually so scatterbrained. I get that in there. I'm good, dude. Just give me work to do. Just give me things to do, and I'm gonna freaking nail that. I'll clean the house up. I could play sports. I used to do the MMA classes, go to MMA classes, hit a pen, And I was so in the zone. 100%. And then I stepped out of that, you know, like I eventually would leave the gym and I'd come back and I was like, I really just did that.
Yeah, you were so focused. I say, it's all things in moderation. It is, you know, everyone, they have this, you know, Christians got this whole like, you know, oh, weed's bad, weed's this, weed's that.
Genesis, moderation.
Genesis, Jesus drank wine. You know what he did? He did it in moderation. He didn't get messed up. He didn't get tore up. You know what I'm saying? There's a medicinal value in wine.
But we go to Jesus, parties and like,
turn water to wine.
Even Jesus, yeah, even Jesus drank wine. You know what I'm saying? It's all things in moderation. You know, it's really, that's what it's about, because like weed can be a tool or a hindrance. It's just dependent upon what you do. Just like it's all back going back straight to guns. It's dependent upon the person. It doesn't even have to do with the object. You know what I'm saying? It's about the person and how you use it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How you apply it.
That person's heart could be like freaking evil and twisted, and they choose to use that gun for evil. And like, I can use my gun and I can go out and hunt and provide a food for my family. And that's what I've used it for in the past.
Just like you do every day.
It's a great feeling. It's one of the best. I don't do that every night.
I'm joking.
That'd be great, man. If I just bring home dinner every night.
That's not often. Or
like all this. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to y'all, boys. I have 4 bushels of blueberries right now. And there's probably about, like, on one of the trees, it's huge. It's wider than my body. About 4,000 blueberries. I felt like a deer yesterday, dog. Me and my homie went out there to the yard, and I ate, like, 60 blueberries. They're so good.
We talked about this last time. But there's, like, this whole sentiment that there's way too many people, that certain people need to be culled because, I mean, it's, you know, it's unfortunate. But there's we have this one planet, and there's so many, too many people on it. But theoretically, it's all people pushed on top of each other living in major cities, like huge cities where there's no room, traffic sucks, you're stuck in there, there's offices left and right, but there's so much land. You live out in the country, you see nature flourishing every day. 4,000 blueberries.
Yeah,
I used to pick blackberries as a kid. It was one of my favorite things to do. I had 5 acres.
I still do.
Well, my thing is, this is the crazy part, is if people would, you know, it all boils down, because people are like, oh, the root of all evil is money. That's not true, because if you think about it, there are people that have completely different agendas that have nothing to do with money. The root of all evil is selfishness. Self-pleasure is the root of all evil, because self-pleasure is this descriptive, it's a direct description that can be different for everyone, because self-pleasure has to do with what you directly want. So when someone goes and performs something, they do something that's messed up, the reason that they're doing that is because they find pleasure in that. So for instance, let me use Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is one of the richest men in the world.
Like both my parents say, is that the biggest problem in America is entitlement.
But it's not even entitlement. It's selfishness, because
entitlement it ties into selfishness. You know what I mean?
Not to an extent, because someone that goes and murders someone is not entitled to murder. They don't feel that they're entitled to murder that someone. They just feel they have a reason to go murder.
Oh, you're saying for the mass murder thing?
No, I'm talking about anything. Because even entitlement goes back to selfishness.
That's what I'm saying.
So the root is selfishness.
Try to, like, when I really get in the zone and I'm competing at something, you know, whatever it might be. In the past, like I like football. I do a lot of backyard football games, and I had this dog in me. Yeah, I'm not trying to like hyperinflate my ego here, but I had this dog in me to prove people wrong, because I was small and I was picked last.
What you gotta do?
So I would just be a speed demon. Yeah, I'd be a speed demon out there, man. We played a high school team one time, and I felt really good, because I mean, I was covering like their best receiver. I was like keeping up with them, and I don't know, it's just that drive that like, I'm gonna prove you wrong, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's the entitlement I had. That didn't really make me a bad person. That was just that dog and that hyper-competitiveness.
See, entitlement's not necessarily bad, because that's not selfishness, you know what I'm saying? But what I was getting back to is this self-pleasure. If you look at people, everything, like when people do something, like even, okay, drugs. You got a mom, for instance, that doesn't care about her children. It has to do with selfishness. The reason that she's doing, let's use meth as an example, because I had a family that dealt with addiction. That's honestly, honest to God, it's the reason I moved from Las Vegas to Florida, is we were getting our family away from the addictions there and moving here. So my thing is with that specifically, if you think about it, that person is addicted, and it has to do with a selfishness of for the pleasure that they're getting from meth, the escape from reality. Okay, you go to something completely different. Okay, boom, now you've got people, the Taliban, for instance. So it's just completely different thing. Taliban, ISIS. What's that? That's power. That's for their own self pleasure. They want power. They want control. They want land.
And
want
they're doing
money.
It in the name of justice status. And religion. They're waving this flag when really it's just
for addiction. It's just for selfishness. It's for their own
selfish addiction.
Here's a topic: Jeffrey Epstein, self-pleasure, disgusting self pleasure. Literally, that's all it is. It's selfishness. He had an island. He was so selfish and so disgusting and so involved into what he was involved in. He had an entire island for it. It all boils down to pleasure.
You look at a very, very...
They don't have morale. You know what I'm saying? Well, they do, but they just don't have a good set of morale. They don't care about those around them. They're selfish.
They're without morals. And a lot of times, okay, here's the thing. It's like, I don't got a problem against money, like people having money per se. And I see somebody who's really wealthy, I'm like, oh, I'm curious, like, you know, what did you do? Like, I'm genuinely interested, you know, I want to get the bag too in some way. So
what advice can you give to me?
Yeah, right.
But there are certain people that are so wealthy and they hoard this wealth and they use it against people and they make their situations way shittier. You know what I mean? They use their wealth as power above other people and they screw them over. And that's essentially how they got there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's corruption. And that's evil. And that's like, you know, all for self gain. Like I think to get the most out of your life, it's like, yeah, you got to take care of you, but take care of you. Nobody's coming to save you. And then you like help others. Once you've got you and you're comfortable with you and you've worked out your kinks and your weird, like, you're just problems,
mm-hmm.
your personal problems, because everybody has problems, you know, and once you've got those fixed, mm-hmm. once you're happy, you can help other people, you can save them, because nobody comes to save you. It's like, you got to figure all this shit out yourself. There are people that will help you, but you have to help yourself.
Hear me out. I think you also kind of have to, so you're saying like, you got to figure yourself out and be happy first and then go help people. I think part of figuring yourself out, though, is going and helping people. Because you know what I'm saying? Hear me out. We have a clock that starts and ends that we don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it's necessarily predestined because we have free will. Everyone tries to blame, oh, whatever made us, why do they make it so everything, why is this, so this is horrible? Why can my baby boom with cancer?
Well, no one has no self-responsibility.
There's
no
the more. Reason. The reason there's light.
Yeah.
The reason there's light is because there's dark. The reason that we can feel so happy and so amazing is because we can also feel so that way. If we weren't, we'd just be robots in a perfect dystopia in which everything would run perfect, and then we wouldn't even have those emotions. We wouldn't be able to understand or comprehend the beautiful around us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we have to go through all of these things in order to process that.
Can I say this before we kind of wrap it up, I guess? Because mm-hmm. it's getting kind of,
well,
you know,
I just got to take a leak, like, real bad. So
no, you're good. Go
should
ahead.
We pause this and then come back?
Yeah.
And we'll
just
that
finish
out.
It up
yeah.
with, like, because, I mean, we got music dropping here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, very soon.
We do. No, I'm saying.
We
so
can fill it with some time and then get there.
That's cool. Because yeah. I wanted to say one more thing, though, about something. Or should we?
We should should we just resume?
Yeah.
I'll
yeah,
pause
just,
it and then
resume.
We can literally
resume.
Just
pause
back.
Pause. We'll be back.
All right, we'll be back. All right, we are back. So we were talking about basically greed. We were talking about how, you know, money is the root of all evil, but there's a whole nother aspect to it. Pulse, you were fixing to say something. We might have forgotten what exactly that was. It happens. Everybody had to take a pee break.
Straight to the dome.
Yeah.
Straight out of the dome.
But so we're about getting close to finishing up the podcast. And I know we were just talking about greed and just self-indulgence to the max and mm-hmm. addiction, shit like that. Is there any final closing notes on any of those topics? Anything you guys want
to on addiction itself? I could say that I did a lot of like pills for a long time, like 3-4 years ago, but like I've been good since. I'm so glad that I'm out of that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Terrible. But
pills suck, especially now, because like you don't know what you're getting. Like half that shit's fentanyl now. No matter what it is.
It already sucked. Now it's just your
playing. Yeah, you right? Yeah. Every time.
Chinese roulette.
Well, my thing is before you were just playing the long game, now you're
right?
playing the short game.
Yeah.
Or Russian roulette.
There's Chinese no safe roulette, pills though. Nowadays. It's crazy.
No, but really what it all adds up to is like, you know, back to it with selfishness and all that. And you know, thoughts of like spirituality and everything is like, you know, it's really just you got to have that integrity. You know what I'm saying? The world, you know, everyone wants world peace, wants this and that. And even going back to like, you know, overpopulation, this and that, if everyone would have selflessness, if everyone would only take what they needed and not what they wanted, everything would be peaceful. If you had that integrity behind closed doors, you have that you versus you to be the best you every single day, you could truly, you know, and you spread that with other people. You know, you spread your wealth with other people.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's just a utopian dream.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. It is if people could put it into aspect, though. That's the problem, though.
I know. Pleasure. Yeah.
But with that, you know what I'm saying? With that.
Too much greed in this world,
you could truly get to Nirvana, Valhalla, heaven, whatever your description is. Of.
No,
you
know I know. What
I'm saying? You got to be.
There's just too much greed.
Selfishness. Honest to God, it's greed. Selfishness and greed. And whatever that greed is, and maybe it's not even greed because I don't think, you know, it's just
selfishness.
Yeah, selfishness.
Which breeds greed.
Which breeds greed or breeds lust or breeds,
yeah,
whether it's
any bad lust, trait. Anything, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
For power or for money, you know, enterprises. Yeah.
Well, enterprises. It's like it's putting yourself above all else and everybody.
Mm, honest to God, yeah.
That's ultimately what it comes down to when it's supposed to be like, no, you treat everybody like you'd want to be treated, and
even
you
know,
you do more, like your whole thing is like, I'm gonna make somebody's day, I'm gonna give, not take, because mm-hmm. it's that constant take that drags you down and you feel empty and you get
not to sound cheesy, but I've noticed as of lately that I feel better the more that I give.
Well, no, bro, the world, you can't get anywhere by yourself. I mean, anyone that gets anywhere, they keep trying to say, oh, I'm 100% self-made. Anyone that was self-made still used some type of platform or some type of something or some type
they
of
had
something
a team to get themselves somewhere. The
or they were self-made. Say it was an artist and they said they were self-made. They went and they talked to a local bar so that they could get them. They weren't 100% self-made. Or no one's self-made. It takes at least multiple people along the way, whether you keep them or drop them, depending on their snakes or whatever, it takes multiple people to get to somewhere in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you push people away, you know, it creates so many problems. If people would just get together and band together, so much more could get done.
Right.
So much more.
I think we're all in agreement on that. I think pretty much everybody, we were having a conversation right before this, talking about greed and selfishness and whatnot on the break. And I think we all came to that conclusion too. It's like, you know, once you start getting into that mode of giving, you're going to notice like everything changes in your life.
Yeah,
stuff just starts happening for you. And it's like scientifically unexplainable, but that's literally like good karma, you know, actually happening. It's physically manifesting in your life because of your actions of giving. And then other people give to you. And it's just at the most perfect random time, you may be in need, something just happens. You're just like, wow. But when you're just about, I have to do this for myself and this and this and this, and it's all for selfish reasons. Like, you're going to notice,
it's
like,
different. Yeah.
Your life is harder. Like, you're just like, and then you're like, yeah, your ego is hyperinflated, and you're putting yourself above your friends. Closing them out, and
then if you're not introspective enough, you wonder why, and you're like, it's not, anybody that knows, it's obviously you're not doing the right things.
Yeah, like, and then like this podcast, for example, we're getting consistent like listens. We have like loyal followers who have been with us, and it's I had the idea, but this podcast would not be where it's at without my random guest that decides to come show up to my house and record in my living room with me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's pretty freaking amazing. It's fun. Regardless of all the different views that all my guests have had, you know, it's just like, hey, cool. I'm just glad to hang, bro. It's a cool hang.
No, it's a good hang.
So, with that being said, is there any like weird closing notes that anybody want to touch on? Any like really, like, this is a conspiracy podcast, but tonight's been basically.
I have a real quick story about, I saw a video the other day that Donut Operator uploaded about talking about where this guy was throwing Molotov cocktails at police.
Where?
Yeah. I don't remember the specific town, but it's a funny video, like, where he pulled up to a police station and he had a van full of Molotov cocktails and other bottles full of piss and shit that he had shit in and pissed in. He just started launching Molotov cocktails at police cars that pulled up to him, and they were it was very easy to like dodge. Like, Molotov cocktails are not effective if you don't know how to make them. Like, and he clearly didn't, but like they would like hit the ground and like light up an area like maybe like 3 feet in diameter. Nothing like scary, you know. Like,
what a rascal.
But yeah, literally, and he just kept doing it, and they all like surrounded him, and then he launched one at an officer with his pistol drawn, and the officer dodged it, and they all lit his ass up, and he died.
Of course, what a freaking!
It's like, I saw this video.
Gosh, you gotta know you're done at that.
Oh, no,
you want to hear something even?
But he was dedicated. I will say that. I actually do commend him.
You want to know dedication? There was this dude. There's this video I saw. Speaking of which, he goes into a concealed carry class. Let me repeat you: a concealed carry class, and he goes to steal something. Right. So when he goes to steal something, he runs outside. Two police officers pull up in the parking lot, and they get out to go chase him. Three concealed carry instructors. Five come out. Three get on their knees because this dude proceeds to, after he steals it, run in the parking lot. Then when the police come up to him, he takes a screwdriver out of his coat. We got a screwdriver. Goes and proceeds to try to stab one cop, misses him, stabs the other cop once, then stabs the other cop twice, and then the three dudes get on their knees, all three concealed dudes, and then one cop light him up. It's just like, bro, what are you thinking?
So like four people shot him at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. They all got on their, like, the three dudes got on their knees, and then the one dude, you see, they had perfect form. I mean, come on, they're in a concealed carry class. They literally had perfect form.
They already know their experience.
You should have seen, they all had, like, it was like a triangle of fire.
And they didn't do anything until they did not go to fire, or they were perfect control until he started stabbing the cop with a screwdriver, which, you know what I'm saying?
And then the cop was out of the way. They could actually aim and fire.
There's no crossfire, yeah.
Yeah, it was like perfect. I watched that video. It was crazy.
It was on active self protection, but yeah,
it was disturbing. I mean, like, deserving.
Anything else you guys want to cover?
I'm just excited to see what goes on with this January 6th trial. You know. I'm sure it's gonna be a dumb sack of shit, basically. Outcome's gonna be slaps in the wrist.
Every
like
one
always.
Of those fuckers is a retard.
And all it's gonna do is just be polarizing and more tribalism.
Do I wanna charge any of them or ruin their lives? No. Like, they were dumb for doing that, but like, who cares? Like, they didn't really cause much harm besides the officer that you know,
say what you will too. A lot of them weren't let in, and then like the police and security guards in there.
I'm just saying,
hey, look at this.
Honestly,
this cool.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, oh, that's my bedtime alarm.
Oh, Kobe got to go to bed.
I got work tomorrow, guys.
Me too, man.
But yeah, no, it's been a damn good time. I'm excited to see. Basically, all the crazy other shit that comes out, like, I mean, that whole thing with Matthew McConaughey, it's too easy. It was just like they didn't even try. It's just like, oh my gosh, guys, this looks like shit.
You can just
and you're just exploiting these kids. And clearly these shoes do not match up. Those are not the victim's shoes. Anybody with eyes can tell. Just look at the picture of what the girl is wearing in her picture at the school. And then look what Matthew McConaughey's wife brings in.
Yeah. And again,
and is wearing in several pictures.
And even if it's not what he's trying to say, even if it is just like the agenda he's trying to push off, still playing off the heartstrings, it's just like...
Oh, it's so screwed up, man.
It's messed up. It's manipulated.
Yeah. And it's for what gain? He probably got some sort of gain out of it, some pay maybe, to get up there and say that.
Or, I mean, I honestly, know. Maybe, you know, he's in the industry for so long, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's his view by now.
Yeah, but, no, he's just also, one of those sock puppets.
I know why they used him, is he literally did go to school there.
Right, you know he mean? Lived in Uvalde or something. Yeah. So, yeah, it makes sense. It's just the way it was brought up. And you just see right through that bullshit. It's and so manipulative. It hurts your brain because you're just like, I can't believe this. Actually, they played this, so many people will believe it. Right? Because it's why wouldn't, you know, you don't want to not believe the news.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, can it really be that screwed up? I can't just watch my news. I just can't watch my favorite channel. These are my favorite TV personalities. I have to worry about them telling me just nothing but lies and propaganda. Yeah. Like nobody wants to like believe that, but it's there.
But hey,
this is where we're at.
Talking about
so buckle up.
Talking about some positive shit. What's coming out at 12 tonight, Drew?
Hey, my new song Power.
Okay.
On all platforms.
All right. So we got a little something special for you guys. We're about 15 minutes to midnight or so, about a quarter till. And homie's dropping a brand new song called Power on Spotify. So
it's actually a freestyle.
It's a freestyle. Like he said, he walked right into
produced
it. Heard
by
the beat,
Pulse.
Produced by this guy right here. And it just made magic happen. Just total freestyle. I got a chance to hear it before. It's really good stuff. I want to promote it. So you guys go give this guy a follow. Go give Pulse a follow. And listen to some of his music. Hope you guys like it. It's been a damn good time. It's been nice having you on, man. Good night. And Pulse,
shake hands with pussies.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll just fist bump you. There we go. All right, guys. We will see you, I'm sure, next week or whenever the hell we schedule one of these podcasts. Stay tuned.
Good night.
So call me the Joker, destroy all my equals. So I am Sub-Zero and I get to rapping. I keep my composure, I'm writing these stories. My pen and my paper, when I paint this image I'm looking for closure and Doja. I thought that I told ya, bitch I'm addicting like soda.
Under the moon, where I consume, where I get power. Why fuck sweet, when you got sour. I'ma go in, I'ma devour. Me and my dogs, we looking for power. We looking for power. We looking for power. We looking for power. Sour, I'ma go in, I'ma devour. Me and my dogs, we look.